Hello, my name is Artavius, giving you a call from customer service. How may I help you on today?
I've got a charge on my Discover card that I don't think should be there.
Well, yes, sir. To further assist you with that, can I have a zip code?
62629.
Yes, sir. And what is that first and last name?
David Gatton, Gatton.
Well, yes, sir. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 825 East Walnut Street, apartment 41, Chatham, Illinois, 62629.
Well, yes, sir, and I do see here where you paid $6.97 for that Vibe watch on the
Right.
24th of October. The watch was only $6.97. $6.97 was for shipping and handling, and after your 14-day trial period has been expired, you are then billed for the full price of that watch. The trial started from the date of order. When the trial expired, you would then pay for the products that have been sent out and enrolled into an auto ship program to receive these monthly at a retail price.
Whoa. I paid the shipping on that.
Well, yes, you did. You have paid for the shipping. That was it. But once you pay shipping, it was to begin the trial, the 14-day trial, where you're supposed to give us a call within 14 days saying that you wanted to continue with that product or go ahead and get that product canceled out. And well, since we haven't received that call, sir, you would then bill the full price for that watch. And that full price of the watch is $59.97. And that charge is a valid charge. But what I can do for you on today is to go ahead and get that account canceled so you won't be receiving those charges on that account anymore, sir.
Okay, because I didn't see anything about that. It was supposed to be free if I took that some kind of a survey for Lowe's.
Well, yes, sir, it was free within those 14 days. I mean, it wasn't going to be free forever. But
Oh.
after the 14-day trial, then you would be at the full price for that watch.
Okay, so you mean send it back or what?
Well, no, sir, I'm going to go ahead and get that account canceled. You don't have to send it back, but that $59.97 is a valid charge, sir.
Okay, you gonna cancel that?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get that account canceled, but that charge is not to be removed.
I don't understand. So I'm still supposed to pay $59.97.
For that watch, but you won't be receiving that charge again in the future, nor would you be receiving any other product.
Okay, I mean, that's not exactly free like your advertisement said.
Well, yes, sir, but once you pay for ship, once you did pay for that product, the only way to submit that payment was to agree to the terms and conditions. And they do say here that you have clicked the box to agree to the terms and conditions to submit that payment. And once you did that, that would make that charge a valid charge. And you have received the product on the 30.
Okay, I guess I can't, nothing else I can do.
Well, no,
I can,
sir. And I do have that cancellation code here with me, just verification that we got that account canceled on today. Are you ready to write down that cancellation?
sure.
Are you ready to write it down now, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, yes, sir. That cancellation is C as in Charlie, D as in dog, 1, F as in fat, A as in apple, 1, 9, E as in echo, 8, B as in boy, D as in dog. Can I get you to repeat that code back out to me, sir?
CD1FA19E8BD.
Well, yes, sir, that code is correct. And like I said before, that code is just verification that we got an account canceled on today. You won't be receiving those charges again, nor would you be receiving any other product. And I do want to thank you for calling on today, sir. You have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.